It seems like almost yesterday that the lodge at Giant City State Park near Macanda, Illinois, was dedicated. The date was Sunday, August 30, 1936, and approximately 20,000 people attended the ceremonies featuring comments from Illinois Governor Henry Horner. Giant City State Park was a Civilian Conservation Corps project which came out of the first weeks of the Roosevelt New Deal program designed to combat the Great Depression of the 1930s. Sometimes called the Tree Army or the Soil Soldiers, by 1942 more than 3.2 million young Americans planted 2.5 billion trees, built 6.5 million control dams, fought forest fires, and constructed roads, bridges, reservoirs, cabins, and lodges in state parks and national forests. Three CCC units were assigned to Giant City State Park, with one of the companies, number 696, staying at the park from 1933 to 42, in order to build a lodge and cabins that would attract tourists to scenic and historic southern Illinois. A special emphasis of the project was to establish a facility that reflected the region, thus local sandstone and woods were used to construct the lodge, with huge oak logs hewn on the site for beams and pillars. The doors, floors, and shingles were made of wood from local suppliers. The total cost of the Giant City Lodge was $106,000, but public response necessitated expansion. Today, over 2 million people annually visit Giant City State Park, a shining achievement from the dark days of the Great Depression. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.